This is KERA News. I'm Stella Chavez. We're starting a new American graduate series today. It's called What's Next for the Class of 17. Over the next 4 weeks, we'll check in with a group of students from across North Texas. They're high school juniors now, and it's crunch time. Time to start making decisions about what comes after graduation. Today, we catch up with Joelle Luera, an 11th grader who's already started college. There's no question, Joelle Luera is a standout. He's ranked number 4 in his class, he's a champion debater, and he takes courses on a college campus. But this school year hasn't been easy.
It's been different. That's one thing they kind of don't tell you when you go to, I guess, like here, is that you still got to go through all the high school stuff, like, you know, the quote-unquote discovering yourself and all that thing that is a part of growing up, and you still got to do all that.
Joelle spends his days at Eastfield. That's a community college in Mesquite with 14,000 students. He's one of more than 200 juniors and seniors there from the early college program at Samuel High School. Like many college kids, Joelle's got a heavy schedule. Last semester, 20 credit hours. This one, 18 hours. Last fall, some personal stuff got in the way. Joelle, who just turned 17, had a girl problem, and that kind of derailed him.
It wasn't a very good time for me because, like, I had a lot of negativity and, like, I don't get anxious, but like I think of things like a lot and try to think of all the outcomes and stuff.
Joelle ended up with a D in speech and C's in algebra and English. He did ace U.S. history and Spanish and got a B in biology. Like any good debater, Joelle's developed critical thinking skills. So he analyzed the problem.
It was a lack of prioritization. Teenagers aren't very good at prioritizing at all. Like, I look back on it, and it's like there's these things that I thought were like the end of the world for me, and they weren't.
Here's the thing. Junior year is pivotal. It's those grades colleges look at when deciding whether a kid gets in or gets a scholarship. Samuel's early college program is competitive. There are interviews, recommendation letters, and a lottery to get in. Most of the kids are the first in their families to try for college. Caitlin Buford is program coordinator.
We look for grit. We look for that student that is hardworking and that maybe doesn't always have the best scores and or the best grades, but they work hard. And, you know, maybe we can see some improvement somewhere, a little bit of growth.
9th and 10th graders who are accepted take core classes in a separate wing of the school in Southeast Dallas. They spend the last 2 years at Eastfield. By graduation, they can earn a high school diploma and an associate's degree. This year's class of 57 seniors will be the first to finish early college. Half got an associate's last weekend. What it takes is discipline.
You have far fewer instructional face-to-face minutes on a college campus. You're responsible for quite a bit more on your own time outside of class than you are in a high school classroom. You have far fewer grades often. You know, we have 18 grades per 6 weeks in DISD. In a college classroom, you might have 5 or 6 for an entire semester.
That means fewer chances to mess up and recover. Buford points to the way Joelle's rebounded. He started the year with a 4.0 and has enough credit hours to make up for last fall's troubles.
He's been just above and beyond dedicated to everything that he does. You know, as a 10th grader, passed all of the college readiness tests, the TSI, to take classes in math, reading, and writing, which is impressive. So this is 3 years early.
Joelle's also become something of a leader. As a junior, he's already captain of the Samuel debate team and even judges a few tournaments. At an event at Townview last fall, Joelle showed up despite battling a stomach bug. He and his debate partner sat at a table talking strategy. A younger kid on the team asked for help.
So if you don't have no questions to ask, do you have to ask questions?
No. I mean, it looks bad if you don't have questions since you're all running the same thing.
These are complex topics. Cyber threats, national security. Their style of debate is called spreading. They go really fast.
Kitty cooperative cyber defense overcomes legal barriers. Significant fraction of the policy debate about cyber security.
Boston cyber defense is key. Bennett 2015. Which has mapped
the cyber attack. Major impact on 0D markets since the international market dominated national security organizations.
Schools around the country are debating the merits of early college. There are nearly 300, and 8 more are launching this fall in Dallas. So do they work? 2 years ago, Joel Knutson of the American Institutes for Research co-authored a study of this approach.
We saw better outcomes while those students were in high school. So students who attended early colleges or who were accepted to early colleges graduated at higher rates. Early college students graduated, 86% of those students graduated from high school as compared to only 81% of the comparison students.
The researchers found something even more compelling.
That by the end of high school, 64% of early college students had enrolled in college, and only 24% of comparison students had enrolled in college, which is a promising finding.
Joel's betting his big ticket to college is debate. His top choices, UT Austin and Dartmouth, or maybe Columbia, or even Harvard. He's already getting a taste of what it takes.
It's what it is. Like, that's the biggest thing you learn here, is that you're responsible for yourself and you have to take care of yourself.
As junior year wraps up, that's a challenge everyone in the class of 17 is facing. Stella Chavez, KERA News.